Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Lamin Gimel in Meseches Beitza. It is the 647th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue the discussion that the Mishnah began in terms of using wood for other purposes other than firewood and the issue of wood being Muktza. That will take us all the way to the bottom of Lamin Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara will discuss then the slicing of wood and the potential problem of turning it into a utensil, tikkun kli. The Gemara will continue that analysis on Amud Beis to its conclusion, which will get involved with a very important sugya vis-a-vis halacha lemaisa of opening cans on Shabbos. The Gemara won't give the example of the can. The Gemara will discuss barrels, and the Gemara will introduce us to a type of barrel called a mustaki, which is a very important example in terms of halacha lemaisa. I hope today, Bezer Hashem, we haven't had time in the past to also be able to do the halacha from the daily daf, and that's definitely a nominee. And then we will conclude the daf with the concept of molid, and that is the prohibition of creating a new fire, midrabanan, on Yom Tov, that the heter of ochel nefesh allows you to do use a pre-existing flame, but one is not supposed to create a new flame. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Three lines are taught towards the end of the line. Lamed Gimel Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught, Ein Soimchin Es Hagdera Bebikas. You can't use wood. Bikas is wood. You can't use wood to prop up a pot. V'chein Adelas. Or use the wood of a door. Both the Bikas and Delas, and we learned in the Mishnah, Lamed Beis and Beis, have in common that they're not designated for any purpose except for one. L'fisha Lo Nasnu Eitzim El Lasalka. Wood, if it was formerly used as a door, or has been wood that's been split apart, that is only designated to be used for firewood. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he holds it's mutter. And you're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Matir, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon permits. Machlokes over here between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakama, who says, Eman Higan Esabehma B'makal B'yamtif, ostensibly seems to be whether we presume that the stick is considered muktza. The Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that it's not, which propels the Gemara to say, Lim Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Kavu Asfira. Rabbi Elazar is the son of Rabbi Shimon. It could very well be that Rabbi Elazar is following the opinion of his father, Delesle Muktza, because Rabbi Shimon does not hold of muktza. And that is the reason why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon permits the stick, while the Tanakhama prohibits, because the Tanakhama is assuming it's muktza. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of muktza. Now, in the past, we've already delineated, and this I heard many times, Rav Shechter Shlita emphasizes, based on Shas, as well as based on Yesodos that he heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrona Livracha, that when we say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of muktza, of course, it's obvious if one, as Rav Shechter knows, the Gemara is in Shas, one knows that Rabbi Shimon does hold of certain cases of muktza. In fact, in the past, we had a discussion about muktza machmas chisar and kiss that Rabbi Shimon, we had in our Masechta, agrees is prohibited. The machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, once again, is the following. When you have the prohibition, whether d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, that one is not allowed to use something that is of muktza, that Rabbi Shimon agrees, the machlokis is where you draw the line. And that is, what happens if you have an object that wasn't positively designated before Shabbos, for use before Shabbos, but at the same time, you did not designate not to use for Shabbos. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have something that was designated not to be used for Shabbos, then even he would hold of the concept of muktza. So says the Gemara, maybe Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that this item can be used because it wasn't designated as not to be used for Shabbos. It wasn't designated to be used as Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda requires, who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon would hold its mutter. Rabbi Elazar is following the sheet of his father, says the Gemara Loi, Baha filu Rabbi Shimon Maida. Here, Rabbi Shimon Maida is also for a totally different reason. Mishum de Mechsi Kemad de Ozel Lechinga. It looks as if the fellow is going to the market, and that is an Iser de Rabbanan of Marisayin of Uvda de Chol. It looks like he's going to do commerce that day. The Gemara continues. The Gemara continues. Chizra, a piece of wood that is very sharp that could be used as a spit to cook on. Rav Nachman also Rav Sheish Shari. Rav Nachman says that's considered muktzah because it wasn't made as a spit before Yom Tov, while Rav Sheisha says it's permissible. Biritiva, if the stick is moist, kulam amalo pligidaser, then everybody agrees that it is prohibited because it can't even be used for firewood. If it's moist, it's not used as firewood. So then it's certainly not a kli at all in muktzah. Case of eitzim v'avonim, muktzah machmas gufa, has no purpose. Muktzah machmas gufa means that it's muktzah due to itself, that it has no purpose. Keep pleading. When do we have machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishas? Be yivishta with the dry ones. Manda, so the one who prohibits amalcha will tell you, no, nasnu eitzim el asaka. The only thing that wood could be used for is for firewood, and therefore it's only designated before Shabbos to be used as firewood. Umanda shari, the one who permits amalcha will tell you, mali letzal isba, mali letzal isbiga chalasa. Who cares whether you're going to end up roasting with its embers, in other words, as eitzim la asaka, to use it for firewood, or you use it as a spit. Period. Ikadami, others explain the machlokes to Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishas differently. Be yivishta kuli amalo pligi shar. Everybody agrees when it's dry, it would be permissible. Ki pligi beretivta. The machlokes will be when it's moist. Manda asar, the one who prohibits the lochaz asaka. He says you can't use it because you can't use a firewood. Umanda shari, and Rav Sheishas who permits, amalacha will tell you, hachazi lehesek gadol. Even moist ones could be used in a large bonfire because then the moisture is overwhelmed by the massive heat. Vehilchasa, what's the halacha? Yivishta shari. If it's dry, then you're allowed to use wood, even if you're not going to use it for firewood, but you're going to use it as a spit. But if it's moist, then you can't. The Gemara continues, Darish Rava expounded. Isha, lo sikanas l'dir eitzim l'itel man ud. A woman is not supposed to go. Here, a woman is lav dafka. It doesn't mean specifically a woman. Although women were usually heating up the stoves, and presumably that's why Rava spoke about the woman. A person is not supposed to go into a shed, litol mehen ud, to take a piece of wood that should be used for a fire. V'ud, and a piece of wood, shenishbar, that is broken, asa laseiko biyomtif. You're not allowed to use it to heat up for a fire in yomtif. Lefi, what's the reason for the above halacha, explains Rava, shemasikin bekelim ve'ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. You could use utensils to provide fuel. And utensils, of course, are not muktzah, but if it's broken, if it's an ud shenishbar, or it's a broken plate, so this is another important halacha. Shivrei kelim are muktzah. Asks the Gemara, is this a muktzah that Rabbi Yehuda holds of? Lememra de Rava k Rabbi Yehuda sphere like this on muktza? Does Rava hold like Rabbi Yehuda that's considered muktza? V'amele Rava l'shmaye. Rava said to his attendant, Tovali baravza, please cook for me on Yom Tif a duck. V'shadi ma'ayu l'shunya. And when you're finished slaughtering it, take the intestines, which we don't eat, and give it to a cat. Now, what does that seem to indicate? It seems to indicate that even though it wasn't muchan, it wasn't prepared on Erev Yom Tov to be thrown to a cat because the insides were already there, the duck was still alive. Nevertheless, Rav is not concerned about the fact that it would be muktzah. So that's a question. Doesn't Rava not believe in the extreme case of muktzah? If that would be so, so then in such a case, what would the problem be when it comes to Shivrei Kelim? Answers the Gemara, really, Rava follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Nevertheless, the halacha is that he was allowed to throw the intestines, which weren't intestines yesterday, weren't muchan yesterday, to the cat. Hasam kivin the misrachi me'etmal daita ilave. Since he knows that if he slaughtered the duck and he would not give it to the cat, the insides would spoil. Kivin the misrachi, it would spoil. So then me'etmal daita ilave. He had already planned on erev Yom Tov to give it to the cat. Tosas understands that in Dibur HaMatzel V'Shadi that it was already slaughtered on Erev Yom Tov and has begun to spoil, and then in such a case he intends to give it to the cat and no longer Muktzah. Let's begin the next Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Noitel Oitam Kisei Mishalafanov Lachtos Poshinov. A person is allowed to take a toothpick. Now what is a toothpick? A toothpick is a slab of a small piece of wood. Once upon a time, you didn't buy a toothpick in the store. How did you make a toothpick? You took a little bit of wood that was in your house, you cut off a little piece, and you stuck it between your teeth. That's what Rabbi Eliezer was talking about. A person is allowed to take a little piece of wood, and cut off to use as a toothpick. Umagavi min achatzer, and he's allowed to take wood from the courtyard. Umadli can use it to light as fuel. Shekol mashe b'chatzer muchanu, whatever is in the house or in the courtyard, in this case, by the lighting the courtyard, is considered muchan and not muktzah. V'chacham armen megavi mishalafonav umadli. You're only allowed to take those things that are in the house, but in the chatzer, that you're not allowed to take. Now the Gemara is going to raise the issue of making a kli when you take the toothpick, and that we'll get to in the Gemara. In the meantime, let's continue. Five lines from Bam Lamigim Lamed Aleph. Ein motzin es haur lo min ha'etzim v'lo min ha'avonim. This is an important halacha, the halacha of molid, and that is that you're not allowed to take out fire from wood and rocks. Obviously, we gave the literal translation. It means to ignite from wood or rocks. That's the prohibition of molid. V'lo min ha'afar v'lo min ha'ra'afim. Now I'll take either create this phenomenon from dirt, hard dirt they used to use to make a fire. Neither from ra'afim is kli cheres. V'lo min ha'mayim, and not from water. How do you make fire from water? If you put in a glass bottle, so then that could cause the bottle to heat up, similar to what some of our kids do. I don't know if in New York they're able to do this, but actually their sun is so intense here in Mapei Shemesh. You could do this, I think, in New York as well, is that I see kids starting fires with magnifying glasses, focusing the intense sun on something flammable. You can't heat up the pieces of clay to use to roast. The Gemara begins the last line on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph and immediately deals with the problem of making a toothpick on Yom Tov. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said, you're allowed to take off from a piece of wood a kisem to use as a toothpick. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tuwama Beis, Lamed Gimel Beis, Ochle Behema, if we're talking about animal food, Ein Ba Mishum Tikkun Kli, then it's not subject to the prohibition of Tikkun Kli, hence you're allowed to cut off from them a piece of wood for a toothpick. Ron explains that because the toothpick could be used at any time for animal food, so it's so soft, adds the Ron, so then it's not considered as if you're making any significant utensil. Mark continues to launch on the top of Lama Gimel and Beis. Esve Rav Kahana, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana asked Rav Yehuda, Metaltlin Atze Bissam Lariach Ben, Ula Hanif Ben Lechoyla, Umolo Miriach Bo. You're allowed to take the wood of Bisamim to smell and to wave as salts in front of a sick person. You're allowed to rub it together and smell it. Velo yikdimenu lo riach bo. And you're not allowed to cut off to smell. Vim katmo patra avaloso. Laxus boshenev lo yikdimenu. You shouldn't cut off. Vim katmo chayiv chatas. Wow. There is even a chiyuv chatas. So how could it possibly be that our Mishnah had said that it's mutter, and we had the explanation of Rav Yehuda, who said that it was ochlei behema. Now, besamim are also, explains Rashi, ochlei behema. So it's a kash on Rav Yehuda. And for the Gemara, amalei hashta patar aval osaka kash lechiv chatas miboy. Even if this brisa had told us that the halacha is that was patar aval osaka, would be difficult. And how could we possibly imagine, after what Rav Yehuda had said, and we explained so nicely from the Ran, that there's no way ochlei behema is subject to Tikkun Kli, that Besam is going to be Chiyuv Chatas, Eleki Tanya Hi Bikashin. It must be that we're talking about Besam that are not soft Ochle Behema, but are hard. It says, Gemara Kashim B'nei Melila Ninu. If they're hard, how could the Bryce also say that you could rub them together? They're not subject to being affected when they're rolled. It says, Gemara Chisuri Mechsar, you're right, there was something that was missing with Hachi Tanya, and this is what it should say. Moloi Ume Riach Boy. There it was talking about rolling the soft ones, but the hard ones you shouldn't cut off. If you cut off, it's asim midraban lachsus b'shim lo yikdemenu v'im katmo chayiv chatos. And if it's hard and you cut off when it's of b'sam, then it's going to be a chiyuv of a carbon chatos. The Gemara continues tanei chad that we learned in one tanei edik teach me katmo meriachbo. The tanei edik, yet we learned in another brisa It seems to be a stira, because the other brisa says that you're not supposed to cut it off to use the smell. If we're talking about something that's hard, so then in such a case it's considered as if you made a utensil. But if it's soft, it's not considered as if you made a utensil. Period. Says the Gemara, Maskev, L'Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Let us analyze this yesod. And that is that if it's soft, we learned above it in the Gemara, on the top line, based on the Ran, as we were Masbir, that if it's soft, it's not, doesn't qualify as Tikkun Kli. So Ravacha Bar Yaakov asked, does that work? Bekoshen Amaylo. What's the problem even if it's hard? Maishna Mehodistan. How's it different from two particular cases? Number one is a very important case. The Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, that tells us an important halacha in regards to accessing food. Disnan, Shevra Adam Eschavis Lechol Mimenu Gregus. Person is allowed to break a barrel, and it is not a problem of making a utensil, or so ser for that matter, or breaking something that's built, if his intention is to eat a fig. But he has to be careful that his intention is not to make a utensil. Now over here, we learned that you're not allowed to cut off something that was hard, even though your intention was not to make a utensil, but rather to use it to smell, as some type of smelling deodorizer or smelling salts. Va'od, another kasha, another teaching that's against this. Harava baravada, viravim baravada, darmi tevai, kiavinam bay, Rav Yehuda, have a mifshach. When we were by Rav Yehuda, he used to cut off large pieces of branches. They were large logs, if you will, that had branches attached to it. The logs had already been removed from the tree itself. They were large logs that had branches that had a nice odor. V'yavulon aluta aluta, and he would cut off these branches. Achagav dechazi, even though these branches were strong and they could be used. V'kisisa denargi v'chatzini, they could be used for utensil, for the handles of utensils like an axe or a chisel. Bottom line is that in those cases, since his intention, both in the Mishnah, as well as in the case of Rav Yehuda, who cut off these odorous branches, as long as the intention was not to make it into a utensil, it was considered a mutter. So why are we concerned about cutting off the hard pieces of the besamim? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. It gets involved with the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Now we have the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. However, now we're going to record the dissenting view of the Chachamim. And eventually we're going to get back to our topic, whether you're allowed to cut hard wood if your intention is not to make it as a utensil. Turn back in our Mishnah and see the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, as is repeated again in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Noitel Adam Kisei Mishalafon of Lachzos Boshenov. You're allowed to take, and there's no problem of Muktza. If you simply take, you don't separate the toothpick, but you simply take a piece of wood. It's considered as if it was designated for that type of purpose as well. As a toothpick, no problem. Look to the chamarim lo yitam, elo me'avu shel behema. You're not allowed to take it if it was not designated to be some type of food for an animal. But if it was, then you can't take it. Vishavin. And both Rabbi Eliezer and the chacham agree, shelo yikdim menu, that you shouldn't cut off them. Katmu latzos boshenov, v'liftof ba'adeles, b'shogeg, b'shabis, chayiv chatas, b'mezid, Biyomtiv Sofek Esar Boim. But they both agree that if you cut off to use as a toothpick, or to use as some type of key, so then in such a case, if it was done unintentionally, there's a Karma Chatos, that is the punishment that was done intentionally, then if it's on Yom Tov, which is Nisr Lav, then you get Malkus, and of course it will be Shabbos, presumably, then it would be a Chiyuv Skila with the appropriate Hasra. Chachamim are more lenient than Rabbi Eliezer on this issue, and say that's only Nisr Drabban. And that's the answer to the question that we had before. The one who says that you're not allowed to cut off the besamim when it is hard, Rashi explains 10 lines before the wide, about 15 lines from the bottom, is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds kotim lekli as a chiyuv chatas. But then it's going to be asur midrabanan to cut off, even for besamim, lest you come to cut off to make it a utensil. However, according to Rav Yehuda, who says that you were able to cut off the branches, and he wasn't concerned, lest you come to make a kli, he's going to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, who say that even if you intend to make it into a utensil, it's only an Isser de Rabbanan, and it's not an Isser de Araisa. Now the Gemara spells that out. Rebbe Lazar, the Kamar Asam Chayiv Chatas, Rebbe Lazar, who says, Yuchiv Chatas, Sen Hacha Padar Avalasar. In our case, when it comes to the Kote Matze Besam, then it's Padar Avalasar, because his intention is not to make it clear. Hacha. Here he's going to emphasize that's an Issa Rabbanan. Rabbanan, the Kamar Asam Padar Avalasar, Rabbanan, who say that's Asam Rabban, Hacha Mutarat Chatchili. Here they'll say it's permissible. L'chatchila, as we saw before in Rashi, asks the Gemara, what is Rabbi Eliezer going to do though with the Mishnah in Shabbos? The Lesley, the Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Disnan, what about the Mishnah in Shabbos that says, Shoiver Adam Esachavis Lechol Mimenu Gregoris, that you're allowed to break the barrel in order to be able to get the fig? Ubavachlo Yiskav and Lass is clean. The only problem is, if you intend to make the utensil, if your intention is not to make the utensil, it's going to be fine. So why is Rabbi Eliezer say that it's an Isur Midrabanan? When it comes to cutting the besamim, where your intention is not to make the kli, yet the Mishnah in Shabbos says, when your intention is not to make the kli, it's entirely permissible. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi tells us an important yisod. Ki tanya hi, the Mishnah in Shabbos is only talking about the following case, bimustaki, in a barrel that really has already been broken once before. The Gemara describes in Kufmem Vav in Shabbos that if the barrel is made from different pieces and then glued together, so then it's never considered as if it was a whole barrel in the first place. It's not considered as if you broke it, and therefore it's not even an Iser Derabbanan according to Rabbi Eliezer. Finally, we continue 10 lines from the bottom. We learned in our Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Migadev Es HaChotzer. You're allowed to take wood from the courtyard to use as firewood. Tan Rabban Migav Min HaChotzer Madlik. You're allowed to take the wood and use it as firewood. Shekol Ma'asher B'Chotzer Muchanu. As we discussed when we learned in the Mishnah, that this opinion holds that anything that is in the courtyard is considered prepared, and there's no problem of muktzah. Levachlo yaset tziburin tziburin. But there is another issue, and that is if you pile up the pieces of wood, then there's a separate issue that we're about to explain. Reb Shimon says it's acceptable. Ma'ikam ifligi, what is the machlokis? Mar sovar, mechsi de kamachnif lemachar. If you pile them up, it appears as if you're preparing for tomorrow, and that is an Isur of preparing from Yom Tov l'chol. Uliyom achrin, you're preparing for another day. Umar sovar k'day raso mocheches alav. As long as he knows that he's going to use it for a pot, his cooking, as well as the pot is standing nearby, then there isn't going to be a problem of appearing as if he's going to use it l'chol. Finally, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein motzien es ha'ur, that you're not allowed to light a fire on Yom Tov. My taima mishum dekam moilid b'yom tov. You're creating something new on Yom Tov, which is an Iser d'Rabbanan, and it resembles as if you're doing a malacha, and mid'Rabbanan, it's going to be Aser. Bezer Hashem and the halacha from the Daily Daf will talk about the Iser of Molid. And please take a look in Masecha Shabbos. We spend time discussing the halachas of opening hands and utensils, and though the sugya really revolves, the sugya in Shabbos of Shover Adam Es HaChavis on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Lamed Gimel in Maseches Beitza.